Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Today, I am excited to announce the president has done something so historic that involves the teaching of our history. We get into that and so much more. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Please listen to our sister episode with the amazing Eric Metaxas. We will get our kids to love America again. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. I'm still trying to solve the problem of being in two places at once. You know, today, the president of the United States had an incredible announcement. The president addressed a core problem in our country about how our children are not being taught to love America. It's a problem that has been growing for decades and, quite honestly, festering at the root level of our education system. We talked in early June. In fact, we had an entire podcast on what the president needs to do to address some of the root causes of BLM Incorporated, civil unrest, and the racial divide that is brewing in our country. We talked about how the president needs to talk about getting our kids to love America again. The president did just that. I was invited to go to that ceremony. However, as I'm recording this episode right now, I'm about to take the stage in the key battleground state of North Carolina with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle, and hopefully soon to be governor of North Carolina, Dan Forth. So, couldn't be in two places at once. But I want to lead the program today talking about this incredible announcement that the president made from the National Archive Museum. As we talked about before, radicals want you to believe America was founded on oppression, not on opportunity. The president said this today, quote, "We must clear away the twisted web of lies in our classrooms, and we want our citizens to know they live in the most blessed nation of the world." Critical race theory, which we talked about, is an extension from the Frankfurt School. Herbert Marcuse, who came to this country as an expat and really infiltrated higher education with this awful idea of critical race theory. BLM Incorporated is rooted in this idea that racism is everywhere, that your identity is nothing more than your skin color, that there's nothing more than tribal groups. It is a pseudo-Marxist movement. In fact, we've talked about before how the founders of BLM Incorporated are trained Marxists. In fact, they admit it as such. And we want to make sure we're very clear about what a Marxist is. We've talked about that before on a previous episode of The Charlie Kirk Show. I encourage you guys to check that out about 10 episodes ago. The only path to national unity is our shared identity as Americans, not our skin color, not any specific religion, but the American creed of E Pluribus Unum, in God we trust, and liberty. That is the American Trinity that Dennis Prager talks about so often. A country's ability or inability to communicate founding values and shared values to young people will determine whether or not that country continues to exist. This is precisely why we must restore patriotic education in our school system. The 1776 Commission, which is what the president called his commission and announcement today, established by the president's executive order, aims to promote patriotic education. This is the president not just looking at the problem in our country, which is the racial unrest and the growing ingratitude in America, trying to actually solve the problem through communicating our values, teaching young people to have an appreciation for our history, communicating the brilliance of the founding documents, the heroism of our founding fathers, diving deeper into George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, getting young people to be defensive of the heroes that built our country. And so, as many of you know, we have an amazing partner here on The Charlie Kirk Show. It's called Thinker, T-H-I-N-K-R thinker.org, no E, thinker.org. And we profile one book a week through our partner at thinker.org. And I think a perfect partner to use today because of the president's announcement on patriotic education is the Federalist Papers. This is our book of the week, when in reality, it's a collection of letters. If you guys have not yet read the Federalist Papers, you guys need to check it out. And the brilliance of thinker.org, and you guys can get a discount at thinker.org/Charlie. The brilliance of thinker.org is you can consume very important books and information in 10 to 15 minutes. You go to thinker.org, they summarize the great works of our country and also very important books in business and finance, economics and religion. And you're able to go to thinker.org and get the big picture ideas and distill it in bite-size form. What exactly were the Federalist Papers? The Federalist Papers were written, of course, by Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, and James Madison. There's also the Anti-Federalist Papers, but we'll focus on the Federalist Papers for today. Here are some key takeaways from the Federalist Papers. For the sake of the common good, decisions should follow from evidence rather than emotions or personal interest. Let's just stop right there. The Founding Fathers that wrote the Federalist Papers, because it was a debate back and forth between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, and some of them were written anonymously to actually local newspapers, of Hamilton, Jay, and Madison, they articulated and argued that we should build a government and a society not based on my truth. This is something that the postmodernists and the people that argue for critical race theory believe in, that everyone has their own version of truth. The Founding Fathers rejected this. They embraced empiricism. They wanted reason, not just experience. This is a key takeaway from the Federalist Papers. One of the other big takeaways of the Federalist Papers, and you guys will understand this if you go to thinker.org/Charlie and basically consume the summary of the Federalist Papers, is that one of the biggest advantages to a union is its ability to deal well with factions. You're always going to have factions. Always. Human beings are always going to try to put themselves into tribal identity groups. You start to see this happening in our country right now, where people are wrongly trying to associate based on skin color. And so the Federalist Papers were able to articulate a governance strategy to unify people, not just keep them divided. Now, without a national government to unite the states, the new nation will likely dissolve into anarchy. This is a very important point. And that is why the Federalist Papers concluded that without some form of a national government to unite the states, the new nation will likely dissolve into that state of chaos. That you're going to have tribal group against tribal group. You're going to have state against state. So you need some form of a federal government. Now, albeit the federal government, in their vision, was going to be small, was going to be minimal, was going to be limited. Also, Madison, Jay, and Hamilton theorized that a republic is the only form of government that was worthy of the American people. They talked about a system of checks and balances, and we get this idea of checks and balances from Montesquieu. We talked about that in a previous episode of the Charlie Kirk Show, where checks and balances, they harness humans' natural tendency to hold on to power in a way that protects citizens from tyranny. It's actually using human beings' lust for power for the betterment of first principles and for a constitutional republic. Now, what's really interesting is you now fast forward to where we are in our country today, and you see the architecture of the Founding Fathers, the brilliance that they articulated on Constitution Day, and it is Constitution Day, as a Constitution Day today. It's important to know who were the actual people and the framers behind it and what was their intent. The intent was always to preserve individual liberty and first principles. Freedom of association, private property, to be able to protect your family. That, remember, it's the states that created the federal government. The federal government did not create the states. And the people created the state government, because when the United States Constitution was drafted and ratified, what made our founding document so philosophically different than any other government that came before it, it's the people that were the sovereign. And it's the government that had to be held accountable to the people. We take this for granted so often. We say, well, in America, we're a free country. What does that mean? It means that in our state of nature, people should be free. We get this idea from John Locke that when you are in your state of nature, that you should have the freedom, and you do have that God-given freedom, to be able to speak your mind, own property, pursue your dreams. So the Federalist Papers, there are Book of the Week at thinker.org/Charlie, thinkr.org/Charlie. Highly encourage you to check it out. And it segues beautifully to President Trump's incredible announcement today, where he says we are going to take on left-wing indoctrination head on. President Trump told a story about a founding father that you might not have heard of called Caesar Rodney. You probably know about Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin. I hope you know about John Jay and Alexander Hamilton and James Madison, but you might not know about Caesar Rodney. Play tape.
One of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence was a patriot from Delaware. In July of 1776, the Continental Congress was deadlocked during the debate over independence. The delegation from Delaware was divided. Caesar Rodney was called upon to break the tie. Even though he was suffering from very advanced cancer, he was deathly ill. Rodney rode 80 miles through the night, through a severe thunderstorm, from Dover to Philadelphia, to cast his vote for independence. For nearly a century, a statue of one of Delaware's most beloved citizens stood in Rodney Square, right in the heart of Wilmington. But this past June, Caesar Rodney's statue was ordered removed by the mayor and local politicians as part of a radical purge of America's founding generation. Today, because of an order I signed, if you demolish a statue without permission, you immediately get 10 years in prison.
President Trump tells his story there beautifully. Here's another fun fact about Caesar Rodney. One reason most may not know the Delaware's delegate's name could have to do with his face. That's right. Rodney suffered from a facial deformity, likely caused by cancer, that he obscured with a green scarf or a handkerchief. This could explain why there are very few portraits of Rodney, contributing to his lack of notoriety. However, did you know that in Joe Biden's home state, where Joe Biden is sheltering in place, where he has his bunker or his basement, his statue was ordered to be removed by the mayor and local politicians? This was a radical purge of America's founding generation. President Trump said this today, quote, "If you demolish a statue without permission, you immediately get 10 years in prison. Incredible, perfect, and strong." The president is also giving Caesar Rodney a statue in the National Garden of American Heroes. Now, again, today is Constitution Day, and the president used the day brilliantly and quite honestly, beautifully, to cap a masterful and massive effort that I'm so grateful to say that we've been pushing for a couple months now. I'm afraid that we're all just talking past each other if we do not get to root causes. We need to build statues to our heroes, and yet the left tears them down. Their heroes, like Vladimir Lenin, they get a massive statue in Seattle. That's true. There is a statue of Vladimir Lenin in downtown Seattle. Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American-born, raised and harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and family values. GoodRanchers.com partners directly with only American ranchers from across the United States to bring the highest quality meat straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com gets 100% American-raised beef right to your door, beef the way it used to be. Get America's best grass-fed grain, finished beef delivered straight to your door. GoodRanchers.com is 100% American beef, chicken, and more, and support American farmers to support the economy. Don't waste your money on cheap cuts and overseas beef buying from the other guys. Get the American beef cuts your family deserves with Good Ranchers. Buy today at GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. It is the promo code Charlie to save $20 off your purchase. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Charlie. This is from the Post-Millennial. Quote, President Trump delivered remarks today at the White House Conference on American History at the National Archives. He spoke against far leftist indoctrination and announced the 1776 Commission, which would fund patriotic education and service to America's mission of equality. Play tape.
Today, I'm also pleased to announce that I will soon sign an executive order establishing a national commission to promote patriotic education. It will be called the 1776 Commission. Thank you. It will encourage our educators to teach our children about the miracle of American history and make plans to honor the 250th anniversary of our founding. Think of that, 250 years.
So the mission of the first ever conference on American history was, quote, to defend the legacy of America's founding, the virtue of America's heroes, and nobility of American character. The president is so spot on here. This is the president at his best. Regardless if you're in the middle or you don't like the president, you have to agree that teaching civics and communicating the history of our country is something that has not been happening in our country in recent years. We have so many young people who report on the indoctrination of American students, and I, of course, see this when I visit campuses. Many of you have seen our videos. We have so many young parents who are concerned that the country they grew up in will be unrecognizable in just a few years. And I've heard from all of you, and I've read your emails. I think BLM Inc., critical race theory, revisionist history, and the growth of anti-Americanism is a wake-up call for so many patriotic Americans. A couple years ago, I remember speaking at an event at a upper middle class neighborhood. And I was talking about how young people were being taught to hate our country. Some people accused me of being hyperbolic or being alarmist. I was telling the truth because I saw the tidal wave, the hurricane, the tsunami, the avalanche that was coming. I sent the White House a memo back in June, as I mentioned, and in there was, we will get our kids to love America again. And the president said something almost word for word, the 4th of July speech in Mount Rushmore. Play tape.
And we will teach our children to know that they live in a land of legends, that nothing can stop them, and that no one can hold them down. They will know that in America, you can do anything. You can be anything, and together we can achieve anything. Uplifted by the Titans of Mount Rushmore, we will find unity that no one expected. We will make strides that no one thought possible. This country will be everything that our citizens have hoped for so many years, and that our enemies fear, because we will never forget that the American freedom exists for American greatness. And that's what we have, American greatness.
That episode that we did, and the episode that was one of our most downloaded episodes ever, and the memo that I sent the White House, I believe really played a role in helping form and reinforce the need for patriotic education in our country. We must confront critical race theory. We must confront the 1619 lie that argues that America was somehow founded in year 1619, not 1776, and the president forming the 1776 Commission is a direct counter to the 1619 falsehood and lie. We also must confront Howard Zinn and his radical left People's History of the United States. We're going to do a deeper, more detailed podcast on Howard Zinn and the damage that he has done to our country. These are battles that we must win. Our children will love America again. I want to see young people be excited about Thomas Jefferson, about Benjamin Franklin, Teddy Roosevelt, George Washington, the heroes and the titans that built our country, especially the framers and the founding fathers that valued individual liberty, freedom, initiative, personal responsibility, the rugged individual spirit, and the family alongside of it. We have such a beautiful, heroic, and yes, albeit complex history at some turns and some parts. America has made mistakes throughout our country's history, but America is not a mistake. Our country is an act of brilliance. It was prayed over, theorized, and finally articulated while learning the teachings of John Locke and Montesquieu, rejecting the writings of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the Declaration of Independence, and finally the Constitution that we celebrate today is a document that has given more protection of liberty, the advancement of the rights of the individual than any other document in the history of the world, political document in the history of the world, I should say. It is the greatest political document ever written. Young people should be taught that it was Thomas Jefferson in 1807 who signed an import ban for new slaves coming into the United States. Our students should learn that George Washington outlawed the continuation of slavery in the Northwest Territories. Our children should learn that in the United States Constitution, there was a slavery ban put into place in a 20-year window. That our Constitution and our country, inspired by the formation of the Declaration of Independence and the writings of the Declaration, Vermont in year 1777 was the first state to abolish slavery, that our country was founded on liberty and freedom, not on bondage and slavery. In fact, the human norm was having slavery. It was America that broke through it miraculously. These are the things that our children should be able to recite at a moment's notice. These are the truths that should be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Under God, with equal rights, not equal outcomes. This vision, this experiment is something we're still living through. Remember, a nation's ability or inability to communicate our values to young people and the next generation will determine whether or not that country continues to exist. If you have a nation of young people where they are thankful, excited, energetic, and fired up to be living in that country will have its best days ahead. If you have a nation of young people that are ashamed, ungrateful, and not excited about the country they're living in, that country will cease to exist. We must double, triple our efforts to communicate our history, the heroism, the brilliance, and the gift that we have been given in the United States of America. And when you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support, at charliekirk.com/support, you guys are helping spread this podcast to millions of people. You guys are helping us add more staff, allowing us to educate more young people. And that's also what we are doing at Turning Point USA, tpusa.com, tpusa.com. From tight muscles, tough workouts, sign of aging, to simply make it through each busy day, everyone understands what it feels like to be tense and sore, so everyone can benefit from TheraOne CBD products. Started by Dr. Jason Wersland, TheraBody exists to provide you with the best scientifically validated natural solutions to help you soothe your body and relax your mind. It started with the revolutionary TheraGun percussive therapy device when Dr. Jason saw the benefits of using CBD in his treatments. He created TheraOne to bring you the CBD products done right. A lot of CBD products claim to be organic, but they contain up to 30% filler, and these fillers are potentially toxic. So right now, go to TheraGun.com/Kirk. TheraGun.com/Kirk. If you don't love what you get from TheraOne, send it back for a full refund of a 30-day purchase. This is not something that TheraOne is likely to do again. So TheraGun.com/Kirk. TheraGun.com/Kirk. I was sent this story here at some of our listeners at freedom@charliekirk.com, and I guarantee you that the mainstream press and BLM Inc. will not be mentioning it. A black teen was shot and killed in Minneapolis. His name was Andre Coley. He worked for Lacey Johnson's campaign, the Republican running to unseat the ingrate Ilhan Omar. For a second time, just for a second, imagine if a black staffer working for Ilhan Omar or any Democrat was gunned down in the street. The Johnson campaign said this, quote, "It is shocking and unnecessary acts of violence like this that prove why change is more needed than ever before in our community," the Johnson campaign said in a statement. Now keep in mind, this comes after the Minneapolis City Council voted to defund the local police. And then today it was reported from the Minneapolis City Council, quote, "Residents are asking, where are the police?" said Councilmember Jamal Osman, noting that constituents' calls to Minneapolis Police Department have gone unanswered. Quote, "That is the only public safety option they have at the moment, Minneapolis Police Department. They rely on the MPD, and they are saying they are nowhere to be seen." It's funny how that works. You defund the police, you demonize them. Then 2 months later, some people are surprised. They say, well, where are the police? When you vote Democrat, this is what you get. And crime has not gone down without the police. Andre Coley was the city's 59th homicide victim of the year, and the ninth who is under the age of 18. Here's an honest question. Did his life not matter to BLM Incorporated? Crime is not just up. It is going way up in Minneapolis. Of course it is. We knew this was the case. I said this back on a local radio program back in May. As soon as I saw George Floyd murdered, I said, countless and dozens of black people are going to die because the police are going to retreat and the Ferguson effect is going to happen. Ferguson, Missouri, police retreat. They feel they're not welcome. Black people get slaughtered in the streets. Brant Williams from NPR said this. While the city council members floated the idea of riddling the cities of its police department, the city has been plagued by months of higher than usual crime. Violent crimes such as assaults, robberies, and homicides, as well as property crimes like burglaries and auto thefts, are up compared to 2019, according to the MPD crime data reviewed by NPR. More people have been killed in the city in the first 9 months of this year than all of last year. Property crimes like burglaries and auto thefts are also up. Incidents of arson have increased 55% versus where they were last year. When you allow criminals to run free, the marginalized and the oppressed in our society get hurt the most. It's not just bad for all people, it's especially bad for the marginalized. People of color, who the left and BLM says they represent, get disproportionately affected when white liberal radicals sow chaos in our society. So far from being oppressors, the police are actually liberators. They are agents of justice. Yes, they are peace officers. Now, of course, police officers do foolish things and they do things they shouldn't do. But when you have no police, you have no peace. Now you see the tragedy of what happens when white liberals implement their central planning schemes in Black America, the 59th homicide. This guy was just volunteering for a Republican to challenge Ilhan Omar, and he was gunned down in the street. And the mainstream press has not mentioned at all whatsoever. It doesn't matter to BLM. It is not a top-tier issue. If a volunteer for the Bernie Sanders campaign or for any other race was murdered in the street, mind you, if that person was murdered by a police officer, oh my goodness, it would be the entire country was burnt down. However, Andre Coley, being a black Republican, his life does not matter to BLM. It's an inconvenience. It doesn't fit the narrative. So now that you have seen Minneapolis defund their police and demonize their police, you are now seeing anyone with money leave downtown Minneapolis, and it has turned into a Midwestern equivalent of Gotham City, where the strong will rise to the top. Whoever has the bigger gun or the bigger baseball bat will win the argument, and the police are nowhere to be found. BLM Inc. stems from critical race theory. BLM Inc. is made possible when you don't teach our children history. BLM and its surrogates on the Minneapolis City Council are given power when a nation does not have a shared historical or cultural identity. This is what the president confronted head-on, heroically, with the 1776 Commission. People ask me all the time, Charlie, what can I do? Take the education of your children as the most important thing in your life. Teach them our values. Make them read biographies of the greats of our country. Dive deep into the history of America. The good, the bad, the ugly, the complex, and the heroic. But be unafraid to talk about the arc of a nation that was founded in rebellion, rooted in first principles, bled and died over, almost torn apart, and now to this day, the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. When you don't communicate that, radical insurgent movements like BLM will take political power and try to tear our country apart from within. The future actually depends on us. Should be very optimistic, actually. If we do our job, we win the future. If we educate, if we communicate these values, we can win tomorrow. Mr. President, thank you for taking decisive and bold action to get our kids to love America again. You are the bodyguard of Western civilization, and you showed us that exactly today. Fighting for the American founding, up against critical race theory, and also standing strong so that our children can love America again. If you guys want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review, screenshot it, and email us freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you guys have any questions, email us always at freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com, tpusa.com. And please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Monthly supporters next week on the 24th. If you're a monthly supporter, you guys get invited to our monthly supporter call at charliekirk.com/support. Thank you guys so much for listening. I got to take the stage now in North Carolina to help get our president reelected. We are crisscrossing the country, but we are still keeping true to our promise, 2 podcasts a day. We have a country to save, everybody. Sleep less, work more, time to win. Let's save America. Thanks so much. God bless.